This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just as the holiday travel season kicks into high gear, American Airlines briefly grounded flights nationwide this morning. American flights clear to fly again now, though. The AP's Julie Walker has this.
American Airlines flights were cleared to fly by regulators early Tuesday after a brief grounding due to a system-wide technical issue. Some on social media calling it the glitch that stole Christmas. Just before 7 a.m. Eastern time, the FAA ordering all American Airlines flights grounded in the U.S. at the airline's request. American Airlines had reported a technical issue affecting its entire system, with millions traveling for the holiday. At the time, the airline in social media replies to frustrated travelers had said, "Our team is currently working to rectify this. Your continued patience is appreciated." Again, American Airlines operations up and running after technical issues grounded all U.S. flights. I'm Julie Walker.
And then there's the weather. A series of storms forecast for the Northwest, a wintry mix in the Northeast and parts of the Mid-Atlantic, says the National Weather Service. An Israeli woman taken hostage during Hamas's attack on southern Israel last year and freed in a brief ceasefire has died. Hannah Katzir was in her late 70s. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The Hostages Families Forum, a group representing the families of people taken captive, confirmed Katzir's death, but did not disclose the cause. Her daughter, Carmit Polti Katzir, said in a statement that her mother's heart could not withstand the terrible suffering since October 7.
A Russian cargo ship sank in the Mediterranean Sea, leaving two crew members missing. Caitlin Clark is the new AP Female Athlete of the Year. This is AP News. A community is honoring an officer killed at a North Carolina supermarket.
Greensboro Assistant Police Chief Milford J. Harris says that Officer Michael Horan was killed after responding to a call about an armed person at a Food Lion store in Greensboro, North Carolina.
A shooting occurred inside of the store at approximately 11 a.m. fatally wounding Officer Horan.
Harris called Officer Horan an excellent officer and that Horan had an outstanding reputation both in the department and the community.
Together we are mourning Officer Horan, who was a husband, a father, a son, a friend, and much more to his family.
Officer Horan first joined the department in 2018. A suspect is in custody. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.